Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. With a clear and replicable action plan, Dr. R. Evans Yancey, in his book called To Serve, Equipping Laypersons for Active Participation in the Church, addresses the issue of inactivity among church members and urges others to join him in his mission to enlist dedicated, committed, and equipped laity to assist with the challenges and burdens of their congregations. Dr. Yancey says in our churches and ministries today, there's a growing need for committed and spiritual lay leadership to assist the clergy in shepherding the crowd. All Christians are called to serve in the ministry of Christ with their unique gifts that they've been given by the Creator. Dr. Yancey obtained his Doctor of Ministry degree from the United Theological Seminary in 2015, an active member of Turner Chapel AME Church in Marietta, Georgia, where he serves as the treasurer of the church and a member of the steward board. Dr. Yancey also completed graduate theological courses at Emory University in Atlanta. As a layman, he's a banking professional, several years of experience in commercial and regulatory banking, married to the love of his life, Harriet Dorinda Yancey, 2 sons, 6 grandchildren. Dr. R. Evans Yancey, author of Called to Serve, Equipping Laypersons for Active Participation in the Church, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Evans, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate you.
What an interesting book that you've written, and I was looking forward so much to talking about this. You talk in the book about the anemic participation of laypersons in the church. What exactly do you mean by that?
What I mean by that, Rick, is that in our churches and our ministries today, there is the situation where you have 20% of the membership doing 80% of the work, while 80% of the membership is sitting on what I call the periphery. They are not active, they are not challenged, and perhaps they are not trained. They have not realized that we all, Christians, we all have unique gifts that have been given by our Creator so that we can make an impact on the world, to go and embark on the Great Commission, which is to go and make disciples of Christ, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to make sure that these people are not lost, that they are incorporated in the Christian fold so that someday they can have salvation with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Called to Serve is the name of the book by our guest, Dr. R. Evans Yancey. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. Should pastors bear the brunt of church's leadership and the workload that goes with that?
No, certainly not, Rick. The pastor should not bear the brunt of the church's burden. The workload should be shared by all of us who are Christians. In fact, the pastors have their unique calling, which is preaching the word and teaching the word, and the other ministers of the church could be born by lay people or by other members of the church, such as the evangelization part of the church, the taking part of the day-to-day administration of the church, and going out and meeting people at their needs. The pastor needs to ensure that people are equipped, that their members are equipped, so that when I say equipped, that they are trained in the word.
Yes.
So that they can be able to go and make disciples. They can be able to inspire. They can be able to draw people to Christ so that the burden of the church can be borne by not just the pastor, but by all the members involved.
In your book, Called to Serve, you do this so well. It is clear, it is concise, it's an actionable plan. The book is Called to Serve, Equipping Laypersons for Active Participation in the Church. Do you think lay members are aware of their role in assisting pastors? As I'm reading, as I'm listening to you, do you think lay people are aware of their roles?
This is the I call it the catch 22 question here, Rick. Most of them, in my view, are not aware. They feel like the church, the pastors, are the ones who are responsible to do the work of the church. And only few of them, and those few who have stepped up to their calling, or those few who have been trained and equipped, know that they need to do what they have to do. Most of them in the church sit by and just think it's the church is like a spectator sport, that the pastor gets up there or the clergy gets up there and they do their thing, teach and preach and evangelize and inspire and encourage, while the rest of us just sit down and watch what's going on. But this is not the situation. This is not what our Lord intended. That's why he said in Ephesians 4:11 that all are called, and also that he is giving all of us gifts, special gifts, so that we can be able to go ahead and transform the world.
How does this all start? Should pastors equip, go through the process of training the lay people so they can assist in shepherding the congregation? Should pastors become more involved in the actual training?
Definitely. And that's the work, that's one of the major functions of the pastor. That's one of the major, that where his responsibility basically lies. Because Kathleen Bliss, one of the scholars of the church, says that the church exists to evangelize and to educate. Evangelization is what draws people to the church. It's what brings people to the church. As soon as the people get to the church, the people or the Christians, we need to be trained. And that's where the pastor's role steps in. He needs to preach the word in a way that folks learn what it is required of them. And he also needs to teach. The pastor needs to have a conscientious biblical training process or course, so that all Christians can grow, and they should have levels, a level for new Christians, a level for middle level Christians, and a level for mature Christians. There should be a horizontal and a vertical process where folks know that training is important, and the only way they know to utilize their gifts and also to go and evangelize and be able to speak about their Christian tenets and their Christian attributes is when they know the word and they're trained. That's the only way they can share in the burden of the church.
And you lay this out so well in your book, Called to Serve, Equipping Laypersons for Active Participation in the Church. The author is our guest, Dr. R. Evans Yancey, Yancy. The book available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. You mentioned the statistic earlier, and I want to go back to it for a second. Why are only 20% of church members active in the church? Why is that?
It is so, Rick, because the other 80%, as I think I mentioned that earlier,
yes.
One, they look at the church as a pastor or a clergy-driven entity. They see the church as the pastor. As this is the work of the pastor. Those who are called, those who are ordained, calling ordained as ministers in the church. And that's the way most Christians look at the church, that this enterprise is basically a clergy enterprise. That's one of the reasons. The next thing is that they haven't been trained, as I talk. They haven't been jolted out of their positions. They haven't been they haven't been made excited about the word of God. And so that's it comes back to training. The next thing is that they feel like, some of them feel like they're ignored by the pastor and by the dedicated church members. I don't know if you've been around churches for a while, and I'm not taking anything away from dedicated people in the church, but most of them, sometimes the dedicated ones feel like they have ownership over the various aspects of the church, the various ministries. Not only that, some of them, because they do that to the point where you can sense some arrogance and can sense some territorial situations. And these things basically frightening new people, new members, or people who may want to put their hands to the plow. But they're looking at these people and saying, this thing is also monopolized, that I'm afraid to step up. I might get insulted. I might feel inadequate. I might feel ignored. And so the best thing for me is to just sit here and wait for somebody probably to ask me to do something. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. When they're trained, if they step up and be trained, they will realize that God has given all of us unique gifts. Some of us, for example, our gifts are innate to the point where we can use those gifts without much, much prodding. Some of us, our gifts are intertwined with our vocational calling in the world. Take me for an example. I'm a banker, and so I normally gravitate to the bookkeeping or the banking aspect, the accounting aspects of the church, you know, the finance aspect of the church. Some other person might be an engineer. They might be pulled to the building aspect of the church, or the church properties, the church grounds, and those kinds of things. So the reason why 20% of the church active is, one, it's ignorance, I call it, in the word. Two, they may feel ignored because they're new to the ministry. Three, it could be the attitude of the existing membership, especially the dedicated membership.
The book will get you thinking. It will give you a big picture of the congregation, of the church, and what your role in it is. The book is Called to Serve by our guest, Dr. R. Evans Yancey. Boy, time going by so quickly, and such an important topic. What do you think is the reason for the dwindling Christian population in the United States? Any thoughts on why those numbers seem to be going down?
The thoughts that came to my mind is, one is the proliferation of other religions and beliefs in the United States. It's not just in the United States, it's in the world as a whole. There are just so many situations where people believe different things based on, you know, their orientation, based on their exposure, based on what's going on in their lives at the time. The other reason is that a lot of people feel like they don't have to go to church to be a Christian. They may profess Christianity, but they feel they don't have to be part of that organized body called a church to be that. The next thing is that we Christians, sometimes we do ourselves a disservice when we do things, when people associate us with the church, and we do things in the world, or we do things that bring, you know, dishonor to the church, or bring dishonor to Christianity. And, you know, we can go on and mean a lot of things. I don't have to waste your time here, Rick. The next thing is that some people feel like mega churches or mega pastors appear too flamboyant or too materialistic. And so they feel like the church has lost, you know, its mission of evangelism, service to the community, and to the point where they feel like we all about ourselves and not about transforming the world. So people basically just step aside and either gravitate to other religions and beliefs or other secular situations that make them feel happy or make them feel satisfied.
Time going by so quickly, but I want to just spend a second more on that. You just laid out logically so many reasons why this could be happening. Are church leaders aware of this? Are they doing something to counter some of the situations you were just talking about?
Yes, I would say yes. And then I know there will be some situations where I could get some reaction there. Church leaders are aware. In seminary, these discussions happen. In our churches, we, from time to time, assess why people are not coming to church, and why people are not active in the ministries, and also why, especially if it's a church or a ministry that is dying. Or when I say dying, you know, folks are leaving the church, and the church probably cannot, to the point where the church probably cannot even pay their pastors or their bills. They do assess the reasons, some of the reasons why this is happening. But the new, one thing that they have to realize is that, you know, I have children in their 30s. The younger generation, they don't see the church as we see the church, brick and mortar, you know?
Yes.
They see the church as a loving community, a community saved by grace, by Jesus Christ, and a community that serves God and serves people, a community that reflects that, the church community that reflects that they care about the issues of the world, the issues that affect humanity. So they're not attracted to the brick and mortar. Like in our generation, that wants to go to the temples and the cathedrals and the churches or the chapels, whatever we call them. They figure that, and then the proliferation of social media and all of these new platforms that they can use, YouTube and Facebook and all of these things. They can just pull up on a Sunday morning or on a Friday evening or Wednesday evening, and they can find Bible studies, Bible study classes. They can find good sermons on the internet. And this pandemic even made it worse, Rick, because we all had to step back from the churches. I had to learn. I was one of those who went to church mostly every Sunday.
Yes.
But I had to learn to use YouTube to watch it, because the pastors were bringing their sermons and the Bible study classes and all, you know, via the internet. So I had to do that. I had to learn to do that. So these people tell us, for example, this generation tells us, you see what we've been telling you for a long time, that you would, this our generation, we don't really care about the brick and mortar. We care about God's people doing God's work in the way that Christ instructed them to do it. And that way is to serve. The underlying Christian tenet is to serve God and to serve humanity. And until Christians inculcate that in our minds and make it our culture and something that we breathe and something that we live, to serve God and serve humanity in the way that is unquestionable, people will always have reasons to second guess us.
You lay it all out there so well. It's a very important book. It's so well written, Called to Serve, Equipping Laypersons for Active Participation in the Church, by our guest and the author, Dr. R. Evans Yancey. That's Y-A-N-C-Y. You'll find the book at the usual places, Amazon listed as well, readersmagnet.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information on the book there as well. Dr. Yancey, the time has gone by too quickly. Thank you so much for being with us on the program, laying out the book, the concept behind Called to Serve. It's something we all need to read and reflect on as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it, and I appreciate this opportunity to share with you and your audience on Called to Serve.
Well,
equipping listeners for active participation in the church.
Yes, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk about this, the book Called to Serve. The author is Dr. R. Evans Yancey. Information available, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.